Practice Paper 11, pages 51 to 52, Part 2. David Benioff, writer.
David Benioff is a very successful American author and screenwriter. He has written two novels, 25th Hour and The City of Thieves, both of which were highly praised by critics. He was paid $2.5 million to write the screenplay for the movie Troy, and he also wrote the screenplays for the popular movies Kite Runner and the X-Men Origins Wolverine. He recently wrote the screenplay for a successful television series called Game of Thrones. David Benioff is a very busy young man, and today we are lucky enough to have him in our studio to talk about his novel, The City of Thieves. Before I start talking to David, I'd like to summarize the story for those listeners who haven't yet read this marvelous book. A writer visits his grandparents to find out how they survived the famous German siege of Leningrad in 1942. The Germans had completely cut off Leningrad, and no food or other supplies were allowed into the city. The grandfather tells a story about two young men searching for 12 eggs in a starving city where there is no food to be found. Lev Benioff is a young, street-smart 17-year-old Jew who meets up with the charismatic Kolya, a handsome Russian soldier. Both young men are sent to find eggs for a Russian colonel who needs them for his daughter's wedding cake. This is a book about young people growing up and gives a powerful description of a terrible time in human history. In the introduction, you explain that the book is based on your grandfather's story. When did you interview him?
I didn't. It's complete fiction.
I'm embarrassed. I was sure it was true that the main character in the book, Lev, was based on your grandfather.
Don't be embarrassed. That is exactly what I wanted readers to think. But under the title, The City of Thieves, it's printed clearly, a novel, which means fiction. It's all made up.
True, but the story of your so-called grandfather is a great way to get the reader's attention.
Thank you.
The book took over 5 years to write. Did your publishers pressure you to finish it?
I kept putting them off and saying I was working on it, and it would be finished in about a year or a year and a half. And then one day, it was finally done.
Did you do a lot of research on Leningrad and the history of the siege?
Yes. I read a lot of books about Russia and the siege. The most useful book was called The 900 Days by Harrison Salisbury, which is about the 900-day siege of Leningrad. I was also fortunate to visit St. Petersburg, which used to be called Leningrad, while writing the book. I had a friend who spoke Russian, and he helped me translate actual diaries written by survivors of the siege.
Did you plan from the start to write about the Leningrad siege?
No. The original idea was a story about two young men searching for eggs in a city where there are no eggs. Then I began looking for a city in history that was under siege. Leningrad fit all my requirements.
Why eggs?
Well, eggs are easily broken and they freeze in extreme cold. This created suspense because once they find the eggs, they have to keep them safe and warm, and the weather is freezing cold.
An amazing book and a great read. I highly recommend it to our listeners. Thank you very much, David, for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks.